Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, we thank you for joining us tonight. If you're a longtime listener, thank you so very much. We really appreciate your support and your continued viewing and listening to our broadcast and all the other activities that we do with Issues Concerning Women. Tonight, I have with me a very special guest. Her name is Veronica McMillan, and she is the owner and CEO of Soul Works. She has started this wonderful organization to help women and their businesses, and also she is a community advocate. She's a woman who knows her worth, and I'm so excited to have her on the show. Veronica, are you there?
Yes, I am, Francine. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being with me tonight. I know that it is Thursday night, and as always, I'm excited to have on my show, and I'm excited to have Veronica with me. So we're just going to jump right in because we are ready and raring to go. If you would like to call in and you have a question, the call-in number is 1-347-826-7543. Again, it's 1-347-826-7543. Veronica, we want to just get started here. So please tell everybody about SoulWorks and what you're doing and some of your up-and-coming projects.
Well, SoulWorks, thank you, Francine, for saying that. I appreciate the accolades and what have you. Well, SoulWorks is really an extension of my consulting and coaching business. I wanted a place for women to have just authentic conversations, and SoulWorks was something that I had been working on for a couple of years but really didn't launch it until the first of the year. So basically it's just a small gathering of women coming to discuss a specific topic that they all have selected, and then we just kind of go for broke. We just basically have those real conversations that I think sometimes women don't have with each other, or especially if you're a woman that may be a spiritual woman, or you're a woman that don't really have a lot of friends or what have you, if you can have the opportunity to get with some other women who may be like-minded and then just basically have those authentic, real, engaging conversations, that's really what SoulWorks is all about.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Veronica. Veronica and I have known each other for quite a number of years. We won't tell how many because then we'll be telling secrets. But anyway, we are two different individuals but on the same path. We are concerned about the women that we see. We are concerned about the women in our churches, the women in the community. So, Veronica, I want you to tell our guests some of the new things that you'll be working on this coming fall. I know that you have your women's business series and a couple of other things, so if you could just enlighten us and give us some insight on what's coming.
Okay. Well, the women's business series, since you mentioned that, basically is where we have different topics that we'll be discussing, from business plan development, because if you are a small business and you're not nonprofit, you know that you're going to have the monies for seed monies to start your programs or your projects or whatever, whether that may be, you know, you're looking for capital to add a bathroom on to your office, or you want to do something specifically for the community, you're going to really need a business plan so that you can present that to your banker. If you're in the nonprofit world, you really need a well-crafted program. And so basically we're going to be doing that. And then, of course, I think other workshops that we're going to be doing is on grant writing and 501c3. women in relationships, women in business, all the things that I believe that women go through in business, not just women, but people in business altogether. But I think that basically for women, we really need to be able to have experts to tell us how to move our businesses forward. So the women's series is just basically to say whatever that your needs are as a woman business owner, we want to be able to provide you some sort of training for that. And then the second part is basically you and I coming together on this collaborative project that we're calling, this is our Uplift program. It's specifically for women who've been previously incarcerated. And what we want to do that may be different than from other organizations is to provide, I want to call it the mind, body, soul, education, and economics. Those five pillars is what we want to address with women, and we want to add that component piece, and we're looking at another agency that will bring that culinary arts piece in so that the women through our four-week accelerated training will come out of that particular program with a culinary skills certificate. And then basically what we want to do also for those women who are listening, also to provide support all year long. Want to also provide that spiritual support because we know that that's going to be important because if you are a woman and you've been previously incarcerated, we understand the challenges that women go through when they're in that kind of situation. So as you said before, we want to inspire, we want to encourage, we want to uplift women. And so this program, we believe that is something that will be that women will have that opportunity to not only get the education component of it because we want to help them if they want to go back to school with the FAFSA form and any other component that they need to have in place for going back to school. And then our meet and greet after the end of the four-week session, basically we have those employers to come, and then they will be able to do their interviewing or set up interviews or what have you. And the culinary art piece is that those women who are in our program will then be able to showcase their skills, their culinary skills, by presenting, for the vendors, for the employers that will be there for that particular day. So those are the two projects that we got going on right now. And so for anyone that's listening and you may be an employer and you want to help out, certainly let us know because we would certainly appreciate that. And then basically if you're a woman that maybe have had a kind of checkered kind of past and trying to get yourself back on that path where things are in line again, you're straight again, you got your finances together, let us be a help to you because that's, Francine, you know that the goal is to be a blessing, to be a conduit for women who want to set the trajectory of their life, their career, their family, whatever that we can do to help them, that's our goal.
Absolutely fabulous, Veronica. And I know if somebody's listening, you may have questions or you may need an update about what we're doing, and you can get in touch with us, and we'll give you those numbers at the end of the show. But right now I want to just highlight some of the things that Veronica has just told you about. So we're doing two series this year, and it's the Women's Business Series and then the Uplift Program. Now, the Women's Business Series, Veronica, we talked about doing business plans, 501c3, and some other training programs. Now, would this be for women who are just in business, or would this be for the woman, either way, if she's in business or she wants to start a business?
That's exactly right. For those people, because we've all been there, those of us who've been in business kind of saying to yourself, okay, now what do I need to do next? Who do I need to talk to? And you really want good advice. You don't want to be led in a direction wherein you're kind of on that path and you're hidden and missing things. So for any woman, whether she wants, cause she's trying to figure out her strategic plan, what do I need to do next? We can do that for her. If she's, kind of been in business for a while but then stuck, especially dependent upon whether or not you're in the for-profit world or the nonprofit world, and then the networking, the public speaking, because you and I talked about that, for those women basically who need those kinds of skills. If you're just kind of just sharpening up on your skills and just need more training, we have that as well, so that you're empowered and inspired, because it's going to take you a moment to get that business running and growing and expanding. All of us have been there where we've had startup, and then we get past the startup, and we're basically in that development stage, and then you want to get to that expansion stage, and all of that is a process. So it takes constantly professional development. We always, as women, must, you know, develop ourselves, develop our careers, develop our education, and then we need just women around us who are of like mind, who are supportive, and who believe in what we're believing in and can say the things that we need to hear and can pass on wisdom and information, and also to encourage us, because I think sometimes as women, there tends to be some cattiness in business, you know what I mean, that we're not really reaching out and networking and supporting each other as we should. And so I'm hoping as we collaborate together, Francine, as we work with other women and other organizations, that women can see that there is women businesses that work well together, and that no matter where you are, whether you're on the, you know, you just got your papers on your kitchen table and try to say, okay, what do I do next and who do I contact, we can help you with that from those, as I said before, who are just really ready to take it to the next level, or you need somebody to review your grant proposal. Our goal with this women's series, and you and I have talked about this, is just basically empowering women in business no matter where they are, so that you can move yourself to the next level.
Absolutely wonderful, Veronica. So I just want to jump in there, and what we are trying to do and what we will do, and I'm not even going to say trying, what we will do is provide information for these women so that they can accomplish their dreams. I know in January, Veronica, we were saying living our dreams in 2014, you know, and I'm so excited because that's what we're doing. We've taken the next step, you know, and we're reaching for our own goals, and by doing so, now we get the opportunity to reach back and help somebody else. You know, so that's why I'm so excited about all the programs. And what we do is motivate and inspire individuals, and we believe that you can have your dreams. There are some steps that you need to do. You have to set goals. You have to be ready. You have to be present. And when I say be present, you have to be in the moment. You can't be living in the past and continuing to be in that negativity environment. You're going to have to step out on faith and believe that this is what has been ordained for me, and I'm ready to step forward. So I'm so excited. So let's talk a little bit more about the Uplift program, about the women who are looking for that new beginning. They have a little blemish on their records. You know, they're looking to start over. And we want to just talk a little bit more about that, Veronica, how we're going to help them. And starting with the beginning, like the orientation and all that. So if you can jump right in there and give us some information about how that's going to work.
Great. And you know we both are excited about this. So for those of you all who are listening, Francine and I are super excited about this. And so we're trying our very best to keep it under wraps and keep cool.
Yes.
Because anything that you're doing, it clearly is, you know, from the ideas that you have to the fact that, you know, okay, now we're ready to launch. But the goal is basically to have an accelerated 30-day program. It is, and I think, Francine, you said it best when you said this grooming. So it's coaching and grooming. So we're going to be looking at five primary areas: mind, body, spirit, economics, and education. And so these women will go through on a weekly basis, two times a week, on a Thursday and a Saturday, Thursday evenings and Saturday mornings, and basically they'll go from orientation through to Make Me Over, which is Make Me Over simply is helping a woman understand that she can make herself yourself over to look good, because clearly you can have someone make you over in terms of making your face up, dressing you in the best suits and all that stuff. But when that person is gone, what you going to do when you got three or four more interviews? And so our goal is to teach them that, how to do that. We have a piece in this, basically, if a woman says that she wants to go back to school, we have experts, financial aid experts, we have people who are in academic advising, career services, helping them to get that component of that educational piece taken care of, because, you know, I'm an educator as well. You are an educator. We understand what the needs of students are, and we understand the paperwork that's involved in getting them the aid that they need to have for whatever career path that they want to do. So we have that. The entrepreneur, and maybe we do have some entrepreneurs that will come out of this, Francine. So
absolutely.
As we get them going, and exactly, and trained to do that, and then, of course, our sessions where we actually have sit down and actual soul work groups with these women so that they can really move themselves through the things that they may be feeling, the emotions that they may be feeling, whatever else that's going on, that we will help coach them through and groom them through. They have every week a culinary session, culinary training, where they're going to get their food service license. They're going to learn what preparation of food is, what the culinary art field is, how to prepare that. We have two chefs that will be working with them on that. So they'll be getting that culinary art training from the beginning to the end. They'll be getting that coaching from beginning to end. They will be also primarily getting that parenting. We're going to be talking to them about parenting and child care, because we understand that when you have a little blemish, your level of stress, your parenting, all of those things, you got to be on point simply because of the fact that you got to maybe catch up and build your relationships with your children because you've been gone, and they might be feeling some kind of way about, you know, you haven't been here in our lives and all of that stuff, and making sure that they understand the importance of parenting and rebuilding those relationships if those relationships have fallen apart. Basically, we want, again, the economic piece of it is really helping them to understand that the job market now is different from when it was years ago. We ain't going to date ourselves. We ain't going to go way back.
Oh, no, I know.
Let's say the job market is different from the 90s. Let's just say that, Francine. So clearly everybody is going to the computers now. So you got to be, mm-hmm. you got to have some computer literacy and making sure that they are aware of that. And then having them to understand the importance of your confidence and your self-esteem as you go out here and get these jobs. Because we know, and women who are listening, you know as well, that if a woman has had a blemish on her record, the moment she checks that box and says, yes, mm-hmm. she's had a felony or what have you, that's a game changer. So we want them, you might get 50 no's, but keep on going because you're going to get that yes. But in the interim, you got people who are going to be there and support. And then the other piece that I believe is different is that we also have that spiritual component, Francine. And you know as a pastor how important
yes.
it is to keep a woman engaged spiritually, help her to understand that whole process, whether she's been on, if she's a new Christian or she's just coming into the body of Christ, or whether or not, you know, she doesn't have a relationship yet. Wherever she is, she needs that relationship basically built as well. And what I believe for us that's different, because we are women-owned businesses and that we're not nonprofit organizations, we can say that. Wherein other mm-hmm. organizations, they might not be able to, Francine, mention that. And then
right.
be able to say, hey, we have a church that you can be connected to, because as a pastor, you know this. Having
right.
accountability, having somebody to hold your hand to say, you know what, we understand, and that we're going to be there for you for the duration. Yes, this is a 30-day accelerated program, but it's also one where we're going to have monthly support, where we're going to encourage you for that spiritual development, because that's different than what everybody else is doing. And we want, if you want to continue in that culinary art field, continue on with our partners who can do that for you. And again, a network of women where we're supporting each other And I believe that's important. Now, for those of you all who are listening, it is a charge for that. And that basically is something that we're working on so that women will know, hey, this is different than what, than what you've experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
And that our goal is, again, to be there and be that sister network for you throughout the duration of the whole year. And that we're not just going to, okay, you finished the program, you've gone to anger management classes, and you've had, you know, 3 or 4 months. See you. We're not going to be dealing with anything with you anymore. Our goal is to be there all year long. And I believe that that's our niche. And I believe that what we're trying to do, because we have the heart of women in our heart, and that we believe that we can be a beacon of light and hope, and that we also can help them from a standpoint of business as well as life and spirituality as well.
Thank you, Veronica, for giving that overview of what we're trying to do. And I have to always correct myself when I say the word trying, because we're no longer trying. We are doing that. That word I'm going to take out of my vocabulary. We're not trying. We're doing. We're ready. We have talked about this for years, and we know that this is the time for us to get out of our own comfort zone and to step out on faith and believing that God is going to open every door that we need to be open so that we can get this program going. The other thing that I wanted to talk a little bit about, Veronica, is the readiness of our women that are listening. And you and I have discussed this, you know. This program is not going to be for every woman.
Exactly.
You know, this program is going to be for women who are ready. We will be doing interviewing. We will be having orientation. We will be screening because everybody is not in the same place, you know, and it's not to say that you can't be in our program. It's just we're saying that we want you to know that you are ready as well. And I think that's where, again, we're going to be different, because somebody may come who's not ready, but we can direct them to where they need to go until they're ready to come and be a part of our program.
Exactly, exactly. Because I think that women need to understand that anything in life, Francine, and you know this, we've been in business. I think we probably were born business leaders. What you think?
We came
out of the womb with some sort of idea about business or what have you. But over time, developed. And then I think for those of you all who are listening to this program, and as we do other things, and as we continue to go out in the community and build this program, we're looking for that woman who's already on go. You know what I mean? She's not getting ready to go. She's already on go, and she needs that launching and basically saying, okay, is trying to do it from our Business Women series, or whether or not she's in that place wherein she's gone out and, you know, put job applications out there and kept getting the no, she's gotten discouraged, but yet she hasn't given up. And so she's still in that place where she's saying, I need somebody to help me, because this is an accelerated program. We really need everybody to be on go. We need everybody, because in that 4-week time period, and you know, 4 weeks, 6 hours a week, that thing goes by so quickly, and you got two components going on, because you can go to work and go to school. You can be a mama and do all of these things. Is it a juggling act? Yes, and we know that we've had children of our own. We've had careers, educators, all of that stuff, as well as entrepreneurs. It is a juggling act, and so sometimes you get overwhelmed. Sometimes you feel like there's nobody in the corner with you. You're feeling alone, by yourself. You don't think that nobody is listening or no one is seeing you. That's why the goal is to bring the employers to the women. And then with the culinary arts piece, which I believe is our niche, Francine, and for those of you all who are listening, being able for those women to put on display their own talents and abilities there, really to say, hey, we can do this and we can do these other jobs as well, and then so that they can say, hey, I might want to go over there and try this particular job because this hotel chain is here, and I might want to, you know, be a front desk person. And if they will allow me an opportunity and interview me, I have the opportunity to show them my skill set. And maybe, you know, you have a woman, again, we talked about that with that parenting. She might want to start trying to build that relationship back with her family again. What better way for a mama and her children to get together in the kitchen? And if we're not doing anything but making rolls or baking bread or baking cakes or whatever, that coming together, that working together, that spending time together, we all know how important food is and the important role food plays in everything that we do. Mostly everybody does something around food, and we want to do that. That's why I believe that this component, this piece that we're adding in is so, so very important. And we're looking for sponsors. So for those of you all who are listening, if you want to sponsor a woman as we do fundraisers throughout the year, because we know we got to do all the stuff that we're saying to you all in our business and women's series, because the fundraising piece is important, we're doing as well. So it's not something that we don't know. It's something that we do and that we will continue to do. And so I'm just, you know, my prayer is that as we continue to do these programs, as we continue to launch the different parts of these components of the programs that we have, that we also will drum up support. And whether that means people giving $10 a month or something, or whether they sponsor a woman for a month, that's what we want to do. And I think that's what networking for women is all about.
Great. It is just so much that we want to share with our listening audience tonight. Veronica, I think you've touched on all the areas that we wanted to cover. So now I want to give those that are listening, whether it be live, because some people are listening live tonight, or if they're going to listen to this later in our archives, could you please give them a number and an email where they can get in touch with you, and I'll do mine when you're done. So if they have questions, or if there's an employer who's out there listening and you are willing to hire an ex-offender, or if you know of employers that want to hire ex-offenders, please let us know. Or if you are an ex-offender and you want to know more about how to get in this program, Veronica is going to give you her information, and then I'm going to give you mine. And please call us. We are raring to go. We have a few other little pieces to link together, and I'm trying to stay calm. You know, we only got 2 minutes, so Veronica, take it away.
Okay, you can contact me. My email is letstalkveronica, all one word, letstalkveronica@gmail.com, and you can reach me at 757-560-7034, and you can visit our website at www.thesoulworkproject.com, all one word.
Fabulous, Veronica. For those, if you want to contact me, I'm Francine Humphrey. My email address is icwdirector, just like it sounds, all one word, @gmail.com. My telephone number is 757-567-6734. If you want to reach me by the Blog Talk Radio, you just go into the message board, because there are some callers in the chat room, and they'll leave me a message, and I'll be able to reach out to you later. We are so excited. Veronica, I want to thank you, my sister, for coming on tonight and sharing this wonderful information. We will probably be having to do this a couple of times throughout the month so that we can get all the information out there. We have some other pieces that go along with this, but I didn't want to overwhelm the audience tonight, and I didn't want to get too excited. So I think that we gave them enough to get them interested, and if they want to call us, they can listen to the recording anytime they want to, because it will be live. And thank you so much, Veronica. I
thank
look forward to everything that is going to be coming forth this year. I just thank God for the many blessings and all the doors that he's opening for us.
Thank you so much, Francine. Take care.
Well, you too. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. My special guest tonight was Veronica McMillan of SoulWorks. We are on a mission to do all the things that have been ordained for us to do. We have a purpose in life. We know what that purpose is. We're no longer afraid. We're bold ambassadors. Please join us next week as we continue on our journey. Good night, and God bless you.